Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspace Radio. Gnomes get along well with dwarves, but they don't get along well with me.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table trying to convince a barbarian to sail with them. But that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Welcome to episode 12 of D&D is for Nerds. We'll be joined with excellent Allie, who's going to be playing Princess Ainsley Foggyfeather.
Sure am.
We'll be joined by Jackson, who will be playing Criff Pum Pumcriff. And we'll be joined by Joel, who will be playing Leo Shadow.
Yes, yes, that.
As always, I'm your DM, Adam Karpa.
That's not
Shut
your
up.
Name.
Previously on D&D is for Nerds.
The messenger that you're traveling with, his name is Markov.
Think
it is
that.
A desolate wasteland out desolate. There. You can find pine nuts.
Yes! Nice. You're welcome, guys.
Jingle up, you Scooby-Doo motherfucker.
Ainsley, you hear a crack.
That's a
And then
sound.
You and the cart are underwater.
Oh, God, no, our moose.
Really sorry, guys. Cart Michael's gone.
No!
Cart Michael was there from the beginning.
I'm throwing you in a well, Jigalum.
You're traveling, and after a little while, Markov, starts stomping on the ground. You think he's checking the area, and then he nods to himself, and he sets up another camp.
Okay.
Another night here, Markov?
All right, it's another night. Another rest. I guess.
that took a heavy toll on you.
I'm sad.
So this sort of maintains after that incident, the next couple weeks pass, not quickly, I should say, but
I'm somber.
With a certain monotone to them. You just trudging forward, stop sometimes to eat, stop sometimes to sleep. The day-night cycle gets a little fucked as well. You get the distinct impression that it's not correct. The days waver wildly between longer and shorter. But you think it might just be a trick of your mind.
Guys, I just hey, I'm having a great time. Sad about Carmichael. But I just want to say, was this wise to come on this month-long journey on, the potential promise of gold? I know this is indicative of our whole operation.
Look, Griff, if you wanted, a blizzard was coming, we could have spent a couple months...
With Dustin. Oh,
and quite frankly,
he'd be so angry with us.
I wanted to avoid that.
We could have met his family.
This was his remaining family. And I just know myself, and I probably couldn't not make a dead kid joke. So...
And hey, Markov's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a champ. Hey, he tried to save Carmichael. I can't fault him for that.
Yeah.
He saved, all of our stuff, too. And us, by the way.
He did save you
way.
Guys. Well, Ainsley.
Over the coming weeks, Markov is, the one thing that, the one person who stays really cheery pretty much constantly. After
he's
that, during that day, he was, a bit somber. But after that, he, you get the distinct impression he's trying to cheer you up.
Aww. I put on a brave face just to mark off.
The couple days after, immediately following, you notice that you're eating a lot more. So, you think he's he was rationing, but for those couple days, he's whatever.
Markov's lovely.
So he's
lovely.
The best.
All right, put in a brave face just for Markov. Try and soldier through this little dreary month-long, two-month-long journey.
Yeah. So at about the third week, your days have sort of lost their meaning, but you think it's about the third week when you spot in the distance a black shape. At first you think it's a tower and could be a city, but as you get closer you realize it's a ship, but it's on land. So imagine if the coastline were far out to your left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Ahead of you, directly more or less ahead of you, is a ship on the horizon. It's just sitting, it looks on the land. It's hard to tell, though.
I, tap Markov, point to the ship, and do, a shrug motion.
Hey, what do we do with this?
He squints into the distance and nods. He says something in his language. You don't understand it, but he sounds dismissive.
During this month-long voyage, can I try to learn a little bit of basic language with Markov?
Basic language with Markov.
Yeah.
Sounds like a pretty cool TV show, to be honest. No, no, you can't.
No, I tried.
You get yes and no. That's about it.
Can okay. I give it a go? Why not? Let's try and learn. We've got quite a journey with him.
Yeah, Criff, you learn a couple basic phrases. Like, you know how to tell him to stop. How to tell him... It's like talking to an animal.
Yeah. You, stop! Go!
You, like, learn, you learn, like, I'm tired, can we stop? You learn, let's get going.
Something I use often.
Yeah.
Guten Tag.
You learn, like, day and night, and you learn the word danger. He says that sometimes.
Cool.
And Ainsley, might as well roll for you. You pick up some of it as well, but
awesome.
Not... Like, Criff is probably the best.
So this is concerning on many levels, but point, okay.
Point at the ship and be like, yes or no?
He says the word for danger, ja.
Ja.
It's which a, is it's fucking scarily ja. Similar to the word ja, which means yes.
So, yes?
Not, no.
No.
Ja.
Ja. It's danger.
Ah.
Ja, he says, like that.
Well, maybe I don't know what danger is.
No. No.
I thought danger
he says,
was ja.
He says it and he like gives like a little bit of a like a hand motion to say maybe.
It's a bit wobbly.
Okay. Yeah, he's unsure. He doesn't know.
The ship's a bit uneven.
Should we invest kind
of game? God, so much of this fucking session is just like, do we know what he's saying? Does he know what we're saying?
Should we chuff off to the town or go investigate the ship? I don't know.
I kind of like look at Markov and I'm like, ja, and I do like the little wavy motion pointing at the ship, and then I'm like, yeah, and then I like make a motion for like riches.
Like dollar bills,
dollar bills.
Dollar
that
signs.
That is not something that translates to him or to you, really.
I take some gold out of my pocket and I'm like, point at that, point at the ship, jar, wave my hand.
He shrugs, maybe.
Let's do it.
If you are not helpful.
Let's do it.
All
maybe,
right.
Maybe we'll just like look at it and like motion him and be like, you coming, Markov? And if he doesn't like follow, then we'll just... Get money somewhere else.
All right.
We start walking towards the ship.
Yep.
Does he follow?
Yeah, no, Marcos is leading the way. Looks like it's on the path.
All right.
Super. Cool.
Or in the way.
Let's go investigate this ship.
As you get closer, it's hard to see through the snow, but when you get close, you can tell. There's like, you imagine when there isn't so much snow here, there was like a river here because you can see a bridge, an obvious bridge going across. The ship looks like it basically got stuck when the river froze over. On the side you're looking at, you can see that the hull has been broken into by the ice itself.
Cool.
And that you could enter in through the hull if you wanted to.
I'd do that.
All right.
Okay, so you're just heading straight towards it?
Yes.
Why the fuck not?
You should think about it. Nope.
Hi or low?
Hi.
Hi? Okay, you get to the breach easily enough.
But
you can hear sounds inside.
Sounds?
I call out, I can hear sounds and stuff.
Shut the fuck
for
up.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's cold. I've lost all sense of things.
Damn it, Cartmichael. You needed to be here for this.
Cartmichael would have helped us.
He would.
I know.
Okay, so he's just walked straight up to the boat. Ainsley and Criff, are you guys doing anything?
I'm going to cautiously follow, but at a distance.
High or low?
Low.
Oh, no.
That's not good.
And Ainsley, what are you doing? So I know you where you are.
I'm going to be in the middle of them, somewhere between dickhead who's yelling and very cautious ninja.
High or low?
No. Hi.
Hi.
Low.
Okay. It's too late.
Damn it.
Crack. Both of you are in the water.
Damn it. We've done this before.
Oh, God.
We were the ones who yelled.
Punish them.
Okay, we're going to have to go into initiative because everyone's about to get punished.
No.
Guess who heard you yelling?
Markov.
Me.
Jigglump.
Fucking Jigglump. Jigglump is rapidly becoming my favorite character.
Cast invisibility on me, Zermatt. When they dive into the water to find me, they'll be like,
cast
the fuck is he?
Cast invisibility on me? We can't do that, can you?
Nope.
Damn,
unless
damn
you come thing. And give me a hug.
Maybe.
Which could be good because then you'll be saved.
If I hug like you and then Ainsley grabs me around the waist and I go invisible, we're all invisible.
Maybe the water won't know that we're drowning.
The water will be like, oh, whatever.
I can't see him, so therefore I can't attack him.
Yeah, don't even stress about him. Whatever. Yeah,
that is our plan, Adam. We
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. Trick the sea. Adam's Krufia, just defaults. I wasn't paying attention.
Ainsley is going to go give Kruf a hug.
I've really stopped caring about you guys. Okay, so Leo, you are first.
What do I see? What do my halfling eyes see?
Are you going to take a look inside the boat or are you looking for back on the water?
Would I have heard the crack?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Quite audible. Hey, well, whatever. If you didn't hear the crack, you heard them yelling.
We were screaming as we fell.
Nah, look in the hull.
The hull of the ship?
Yeah. Whatever.
It looks like a cargo hold for the ship. All of the crates have been pushed over to one side, and on the other side, near the stairs going up and the stairs going down, there's a bunch of goblins, maybe like 10 total. They look like they were squabbling over a piece of meat. They all stopped and are looking at you.
I say hello in goblin.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's your turn. Ainsley.
And like a little wave.
I'm in the water, aren't I?
Oh, that's right. Sorry. You climb out.
Ah, awesome.
But you take some damage.
Do I climb out?
You've, did we? You guys have healed again. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wonderful.
It's been, like I said, it's been months. Not months, sorry.
Haven't been that long. A week or two.
If it's been months, you guys starved to death.
You did not
bring enough. Actually, I don't want to let you in on a little secret here. Since he stopped rationing, you guys might have a little trouble.
Uh-oh. Markov? Eaten Markov.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you could take him in a fight.
Goblin for dinner?
Goblin stew?
Goblin, yeah, goblin for dinner. Stew.
Yeah, so Kriff and Ainsley, you both take 3 points of damage. What was that?
Disgruntled.
Unhappy.
Okay, Ainsley, you're out, though. It was your entire turn, though, to climb out of the water. So we'll come back to you in a sec. Markov starts fucking trudging his way. He's like yells as he runs across towards you guys. Can I get a high or a low? Anyone?
High.
Okay. Amazingly, despite the fact that it literally shakes the ground when he runs, somehow he manages to get across without any hassle.
Awesome.
He's at you, Kriff.
Oh god, I'm in the sea though.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Help me out!
Yeah, is the... Oh,
he's
my god.
Not the enemy.
Oh, my god.
Save me, Markov. Don't let me drown.
Don't let me meet Carmichael just yet.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't want to meet Carmichael in the briny deep.
Different river, but okay.
I'm sad again.
The goblins attack.
What?
Some of them...
I said hi.
Some of them are armed, but a lot of them aren't. You're not going to get... Most of them are just scrabbling for weapons.
Kill them for their tasty goblin meat.
Punching. All right.
One of them charges you with a little morning star.
Go invisible.
He swings, but completely, he swings maybe 5 steps before he should. So he, swings, and then you're face-to-face.
My turn?
Swing 3 steps face to face. No, a couple of them throw javelins.
Punch him in the
throat. Get javelined, mate.
I'm going to get javelined, but I'm little, hard to hit.
Yeah. They miss. 2 javelins, soar past you. Just completely missing.
Cool.
And now it is Kriff's turn.
Can I get out of the river?
Yeah, with Markov's help.
Thank you, Markov. You're out.
Why can you not get out of the river by yourself?
She's pretty
struggling.
I got out of the river by myself.
Yeah, we know.
Griff, you take 2 points of cold. Before I forget. Leo?
Rapier, stab, goblin. Front one, in the face.
In that order.
Or rapier neck. Plus goblin equals dead goblin.
Hey! Okay, not a critical, but a hit.
Sad.
Close enough.
Hey.
That's still an achievement
He'll
for our party.
He'll still die.
It's our little, only tiny little goblin. It's a big sword. Well, no.
No, rapier is quite little. A rapier is like a fencing
How
sword.
Big is rapier compared to me?
Oh, I had no idea what it was.
It's about as long. It's like maybe equivalent to your arm length.
Yeah. Adorable.
Is it like Needle.
Do you know Game of Thrones? Speaking of the word needle.
That's what I was referring to, but yeah. I was like, better not make
needle
references.
From Game of Thrones. Yeah. No, that's about
Okay, so it is like a fencing thing.
Yeah. I like how you're like, I hate my character a little more now. Okay. And I, not the person who actually is in charge of this.
It's like, it's fine.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
It is fine. We're not going to get sued. So it's a fencing sword?
Yeah.
I don't like the rapier now.
You stab the goblin who charged you in the belly.
I like the rapier.
He starts. He doesn't look like he liked that much.
Pat him on the head and move on.
Ainsley?
Pat him on the head. No. You're
out. And still taking damage.
That's a shame.
Four.
Maybe warm up, Ainsley.
I don't know how. Yeah, that. I'm going to do.
Warm up. Use your raging powers to warm up.
I'm going to dance. No, that's not a good
on the ice? Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
So, no. I don't know.
Was that a serious Adam or a sucky
Adam?
No.
Go ahead. Just jump up and down on the ice. Attack the
ice. A little bit of jiving.
A little hand jive?
Yeah.
You're going to get a hand jive going on?
Yeah. To warm up. No, that's a bad idea. Oh, he's already rolled. Guys, I'm committed.
No, it's okay if you wanted to say no.
How could I warm up? So, do you reckon just running into battle would warm you up pretty quick?
Really, we're kind of, it's 6 seconds you've got to do this. So, we're kind of operating on a time limit here.
Running into battle. Fuck it.
That's how long a round of combat is.
Okay, running into battle.
Okay. Yeah, that'll warm you up.
Exactly. That's what I
do. Yes, running over ice, though.
And high or low.
But let's change it up a bit. You tell me what you rolled, and then I'll decide.
Do you really want to play this game with me?
To be honest, I actually don't know what would happen. So if you were like, oh, I got a low number, and I'd be like, low! And you'd be like, well, you needed the high one, so you fucked it either way. I'm going to say low.
Hey, you get a cross.
Yes.
Well done.
You're
yes.
Fucking Leo. You feel the wet and cold presence of Ainsley behind you.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Splodging through the ice.
So that puts it at Markov's turn.
Use a weapon or was it? Can you?
It was her entire turn just to get across.
Okay.
Oh, actually, no, it wasn't. Yeah, sorry, you can attack if you want.
I'm going to shoot because I have this thing called Rapid Shot and I don't know what it is, but I'm hoping you're going to explain it.
I'm sorry if I haven't. I thought I had. But anyway, Rapid Shot, what it does is you can make two attacks, but they're less likely to hit. So basically you're going for volume over, like, content.
How many goblins are there?
There's 10 in
total.
Are they hooped?
They're not grouped.
How hooped
Rapid Shot works either when you have multiple enemies or when you have a lightly armored enemy, which goblins are both.
I'm going to do that.
You'll be right,
I'm going to do that. This is going to... And first time, neither of you morons are in front of my arrows.
That's so... It's funny you should say that. The first arrow you fire is one of the goblins scrabbling around in a crate for weapons.
Yes.
And the arrow just thuds into the crate instead of hitting him.
Well, maybe
but the second arrow you fire strikes him pretty well in the neck.
Yes.
He's like hopping around, not hopping around. He's like stumbling around now, like spraying blood everywhere.
Oh, boy.
Something for the others to trip on. It's good, guys. Well, he can suck.
Trying to make
himself.
Sounds, but he can't.
Ow. Oh, adorable.
And now it's Markov's turn. Markov just fucking picks you up, Chris, and he's like just humping with you across to the boat.
He's what?
We're just humping across the ice.
High or low?
Low.
Low? Good job. Everyone's in the boat now.
Good.
Hey.
Markov dumps you down and draws his great sword. That's his turn.
Oh, what a king.
Oh, it's going to be so epic.
Are you even ready for me? Are we talking about me? Am I going to be so epic?
No. Dancing lights.
Leo, that goblin takes another swing at you.
Yeah.
He misses again.
Idiot.
He swings at you, but midway through the swing is when fucking Markov comes in. And, like, he immediately loses heart for fighting as soon as he sees Markov. A bunch of goblins try to swarm you guys.
We'll be right, though.
Some, like, uselessly swat at Markov's legs, and they, like, hit a couple times, but Markov just doesn't notice. One of them tries to hit you, Ainsley.
That's upsetting.
And that's a hit.
Oh, no, get Goblin.
Get got.
Goblin right in the face.
You take 1 point of damage.
Well, the ankle, I guess.
It's fine, guys.
Not even really much of an hassle.
It's just a flesh wound.
Are you still dressed in, like, bridal gown? Weren't you dressed, like, in, like, old noble gear? Oh, no, we got new noble clothes. Never
yeah, mind. We did.
And the then one point. Of them takes a swing at Griff.
Slightly moist. Mm.
That is a hit.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Just like
1 point of damage.
All right, guys.
Yeah, so one of them smacks you in the shin, Ainsley, and another one, like, smacks you
those.
In the shin.
We need those.
It's basically all they can reach.
Ow, ow, ow.
Ah, get out of here.
Okay. And
damn, hooligans.
Then a shitload of them throw javelins.
Oh, God.
Rude.
A javelin, like, strikes Markov in the sternum.
Oh, no. Oh,
no, we need him.
Oh, he's, no.
He's the only one who's any good.
One, like, just almost catches Leo in the throat. It's just in the shoulder instead, but it's, like, so close to your, like, artery.
Don't move. Just lie down.
2 points of damage.
Oh,
no, I'm fine, guys.
Mainly
right.
A
battle through. You'll be right.
Essentially a flesh wound.
Fucking goblins, mate. They can't do shit.
And the rest of them just sail uselessly. There's, like, javelins, like, stuck all around the fucking hole.
They're such idiots.
Like, perfect outline of their like, sort of silhouettes.
Okay, Criff, your turn.
Punch one in the face.
Worked last time.
Exactly. I'm going to get down on my knees and just clock him in the mouth.
As you try, you, like, bend over to clock him in the mouth, and as you do that, he smacks you in the jaw with his mate. You take a point of damage.
Oh, no.
This is death by extremely slow method.
Oh, man, that was such a solid plan. Punch punch the goblins, guys.
Hang on, wait. Swing and a miss. You're like, I'm going to get... Ah, ah, ah.
Oh, my God. Oh, am I going to hit my face?
Leo?
Punch him in the face.
Pull my rapier out. Mm-hmm. For that was in the... And this is...
You can kill that guy if you want to try.
Stab him again.
That's a hit.
God. That's so brutal. This whole fight is just slow and brutal.
Pull it out of the goblin, and he's like, ah, 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 ah. And then in his open mouth, you jab the rapier straight through.
Oh, jeez.
You skewer him up to the hilt with your rapier. And then as you pull it out this time, he just falls over like a wet sack of potatoes.
They're the worst kind of potatoes.
Okay. Yeah, they are.
You don't want wet potatoes.
Ainsley, your turn.
Punch him in the face?
Yeah. No.
Come on, it's good.
You've got your bow and arrow drawn, but there's a couple, like, right up in your grills, hassling your beams.
Smack him with your bow and arrow.
Rapid shot off.
Punch him in the face.
Leo as well. You're probably going to try and position yourself so that you can flank with an ally, and that'll give you, like, your sneak attack bonuses.
Yes.
I'm just going to...
Thank you.
That just happens.
I did that.
Yeah.
I am Angel, clever
it's
man.
Your turn. Sorry. Champion. So what do you want
to
do?
I think I'm going
to... If you keep trying to use your ranged weapon, they're going to keep hassling you. But if you draw your melee weapon, yeah, you've got your longsword.
I have a longsword. So what if I just try and do, like, one big sweeping, multiple beheading intended?
Unfortunately,
no,
you cannot do that, no.
All right,
there's, like, special combat maneuvers that allow you to do that, but you don't know them.
This is true. So I'm just going to wave willy-nilly then.
Well, you hit Willy.
What about Nilly?
Literally. You, like, swing low.
Oh, no.
And you cleave a goblin up to his, like, sternum from his crotch.
Oh, great.
Today is rough for goblin kind.
I would just sit there chilling.
As you, like, pull it out, the goblin... Oh, he's dead before he hits the floor. He doesn't even, like... He was dead halfway through your swing.
Okay.
Hey, that's pretty good.
All right, I'll take that.
How many have you guys killed now? Wait.
Three? No, two.
Two.
I'm going to keep punching them in the face. I want you to know.
I'm so proud of you.
It's Markov's turn.
You have magic. You don't use it. But then at the same time, I'm like, what happened last time? He put a block of wood in a room, didn't help. Everyone just fell over in grace. Done.
Exactly. Now that I'm using my fists.
And Markov is freaking the fuck out.
Despite the javelin, Markov doesn't seem much slow. He bounds across the room and with his greatsword sweeps some of the goblins there.
It's sick.
Yeah, don't use magic. It'll freak him out.
Oh, yeah, true. I'll have to just use my fist.
He, like, cuts through one of them, and Ainsley, he does what you were trying to do. He cuts through two of them very cleanly.
Oh,
two little goblin heads pop off and just go skyward.
Yay.
Good.
I'm really glad he's in our party, guys.
I know. I love Markov.
The goblins near Markov scatter in fear. They're not fighting this turn.
We thought he was like this sort of gangly.
Little
like,
half-wit
idiot. Looked it before, but like he's got this inner sort of like, not inner, but he's got this like, he's a lot stronger than he looks.
Are we now like all kind of crushing on him a bit?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit.
I don't know, guys. I'm feeling a bit of butt pinching coming on.
All of you get hit.
Oh.
Just like the goblins still at you guys. Oh, like,
is it because we're distracted by Markov? We're like, damn, he's cool.
Staring at his corded ass.
He's creamy.
But yeah, the goblins just like swarm you, and in their hail of fucking blows, you all take a hit.
Ow.
Leo, you take 3 points.
Ow.
As one of them like socks you over the head.
Just this little
goblin always fist. Aim for the head. Have
well, they can reach
that?
His. Yeah. They can't reach yours.
That's true.
Ainsley, you take 5. It was a good place. I don't know. They like hit you on the foot, and as you're stumbling around, another one like gets you in the back of the shin.
Clocks you in the face.
Oh, God.
Nah, they already attack my face
That's
enough.
True.
They're just beating the shit out of you.
And
but Criff Palm is fine.
You take 4.
Hey.
What's Jigalump doing?
Being one of them like of shit
breaks. One
of
them like jumps on another one and breaks your fucking nose.
Oh god!
How many times has that happened?
I broke a guy's nose.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
With a punch. Speaking of which,
and that puts it at Criff's turn.
Yeah, exactly. I punch one in the face. The one who punched me in the face.
He swings as you lean down, but he misses.
Yeah.
You miss as well. Both of you are fighting, like, at arm's length from each other, like...
Son of a bitch.
Leo?
I'm just going to rapier one.
Yeah. And you're flanking, I'm going to say?
Yeah, from the flanky thing.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, my God.
Fred?
Oh, he's reaching for the critical pile. Oh, it looks like critical happy for us.
Crit hap.
Do you know what? I don't know what your sneak attack bonus is.
A gazillion.
I think it's on the. I think it's only 1d6.
Gazillion and 10
on the back page. Yeah.
1d6.
Yeah, cool.
1d6.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know if like 6 had to be in English.
Yeah, I know.
Like 1d6.
1d6.
6, mate.
Bloody 6. Oh, that's a lot of this, boy.
Oh no.
Moi.
Things are happening.
Moi Benno's happening.
Okay.
What
so
just happened?
About 5 dice were rolled and we don't know what
like,
any of it means.
You grab the goblin by, like, the goblin's like facing away from you. You grab him by the shoulder, bring him in, and as you bring him in, you just like push him onto your rapier.
Oh.
Criff, you're the one who's facing this goblin. You see, just like, he jerks backwards, and then the tip of the rapier starts poking out of his eye, and then just comes all the way out.
Oh,
you push him back off, and he slumps at your feet, Criff.
Hey, Criff, don't punch that one.
You're welcome.
Right down.
Ah, what
Ainsley?
The fuck?
Oh, I'm going to say you move again to flank with another one. Ainsley, your turn.
The longsword seems to be going not crap. So
you're flanking with Criff as well now, so you get bonuses to hit.
Super. Moving around the outside whilst I punch goblins in the middle.
Yeah.
Your job at this point is mostly ceremonial. You're like swinging around. You're backing the goblin up onto Leo. So, like, you know, you're helping Leo distract, but you don't actually score a hit yourself. And Markov?
Markov, the
champion.
The actual king.
The
true king of North Baelish.
The true wizard slayer.
Yeah. We make the claim. Oh, Markov, yes.
Markov got a crit.
Markov, you just...
A crit hap. Yeah.
Another 2 goblin heads pop. One of them strikes the ceiling with such force that it just splatters.
Ugh.
How many goblins are left?
I've got it at 3.
Only 3. All right.
Basically all of them are fighting you. There's like one goblin cowering in the corner as Markov bears down on it.
Awesome.
It's their turn.
Oh, fuck, get gobbled.
Oopsie.
I'm afraid, get gobbled up.
I've done better.
Yes.
It's about a
bit disappointed
in Ainsley, one of the goblins, like, tries swinging at you, but you've got what's called a buckler. Do you know what a buckler is?
Sure.
It's like a no. You know Wonder Woman's, like, fucking thing that she uses to deflect bullets?
The braces?
Gauntlet things?
Yeah, that's kind of how a buckler works. It's just like a metal band that sits on your arm. The way it works is when you've got your long sword out, it increases your armor bonus because you can use it to deflect blows.
Oh, yeah.
But it's better than a shield for you because you can still use a bow and arrow while wearing it.
See?
So you deflect the mace with your buckler.
Yeah, fuck you, goblin.
In your face.
Get your mace in your face.
Criff.
Punch a goblin in the face. If I pick a goblin up, do I have a better chance or is that my turn?
It would be your turn and it does not give you a better chance.
Oh, I'll just punch him then.
Finding
out how well I punch him?
No, I need to find out what a critical hit is.
With a punch?
No, for him.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. This is a crit sad.
This is a crit sad. Goblin's fucking knocking my block off. Oh, no. I just wanted to... I just love punching things.
And you're protecting Markov because he freaks out with floating candles?
That's true.
He socks you in the jaw. You're probably going to lose a tooth to this.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's not going to kill you. Well, it might kill you. 2 damage.
Oh, God.
It nearly did.
Am I on one?
You're on one.
Oh, no.
You spent a lot of time on one.
I cannot believe. Actually, to be fair, you'll be knocked unconscious because that cold damage that you guys took
still
is non-lethal. Yeah, it's still active and it's non-lethal damage.
Yeah.
The way it works is when you reduce it to 0 now, so long as they don't keep pushing you past that, you'll just become unconscious, but you won't, like, you know, start dying.
Yeah, hey, that's good.
Super. Yeah.
That's like the idea of you just fall unconscious and the goblin starts wailing away.
Lethal damage and lethal damage. Welcome to D&D.
Still punching him.
Yeah, you hit him.
That's right, I do. None of that shit, goblin.
You knock him out.
Yes.
You, like, punch him in the face. His head snaps back. You hear, like, a slight cracking sound, and then he falls over.
Awesome. Good.
His leg is twitching.
Also, fists of fury.
Your hand is covered in blood.
Sweet.
Moist fist
Leo.
Of fury.
I stabbed the other one that's still not unconscious. Because there's two. How many attacking us?
You try to, like, stab him in the back. There's one left. You try to stab him. Well, one left for you guys. You try to stab him in the back, but as you do it, he realizes what you're about to do, and he darts to the side.
Jerk!
Piece of shit goblin.
So rude.
Ainsley?
Okay.
Pick him up and throw him into a wall.
Stab him with your sword.
Sword.
Punch him in the back of the head.
Sword, and then kick him in the shin.
You hit him.
Yes!
You're like, it's a reverse of what you did last time. This time you bring your sword down on his head and you cut him down to his crotch.
Goblins are very flimsy creatures.
They are.
They're kind of like jelly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that gory, gory, gory note, tune in next time for D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.